Well, boys and girls, we've left our little series aside for the summer. But I think after we get to September, we'll get Laurie to come and do a children's talk because he's very interesting and he's well-read, and I think we can look forward to that later on in the year. But I was reading a very interesting verse recently, boys and girls, and I want you to listen to this for a moment. It's all about lying lips. Lying lips. Here's what it says in Proverbs 12. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. And I thought about that, and I thought about the way that we live and the things that we say, and I sat down and looked up another translation, and it simply says this: the Lord detests, or to change it to another word, the Lord hates lying lips. The Lord hates lying lips. How easy it is for us sometimes to stretch the truth. How easy at times not to tell the whole truth. And sometimes, without even thinking of the consequences, sometimes we just blatantly lie. But you know, the Bible says today that God doesn't want us to be like that. He certainly doesn't like it when we who claim to be his children tell lies. One day in Sunday school, the teacher had finished her Bible lesson early. That doesn't often happen, but she had finished her Bible lesson early. And so she said to the boys and girls, "Listen, I'm going to ask you some questions about the Bible lessons we've learned over the past number of weeks and months, and I'm going to ask you some questions regarding the verses that you've learned from Scripture." And she says, "I want you, if I give you the start of the verse, to put the rest of the verse together and tell me what it is. And if you can, tell me where the verse is found." So boys and girls, we're going to do that for a moment. I'm going to give you the start of a verse, and if you know the verse, I want you to stand up and say the rest of it. And if you can, tell me where it's found. They're all very easy. Here's the first one. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills." Everybody's mumbling, but nobody's telling me anything. Come on. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from..." I'm going to keep you here all day. I'm not like the Sunday school teacher. I'll not be finished early. From whence cometh my help?" Thank you. That'll maybe encourage the boys and girls to do it the next time. And of course, that's found in Psalm 121, isn't it? Verse 1. Boys and girls, here's the second one. "Remember now thy..." Very good. Do you know where it's found? Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Thank you. Sit down. And if you have to get up again, you feel free. Here's another one. "In the beginning..." Yes, the heaven and the earth. And that's found way back in Genesis 1, verse 1. Here's another one. "All things work together for good to them..." You're just scratching your head. I thought you were going to say it. "To them..." That's an easy one, isn't it? Found in the book of Romans chapter 8. Here's another one she said to them. And her class had done really well, like you've done this morning. But then she said this: "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but..." And everybody sat there, just like you're doing this morning. And all the boys and girls sat there because they really didn't know what to say. And then after a little period of time, a little boy put his hand up and he said, "Miss, I think I know that one." And she says, "Okay," she says, "let's see." And she went on again and she said, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but..." And the little boy says, "A very present help in time of trouble." "A very present help in time of trouble." And you know, it might be that he got it wrong. It might also be that he got it right. "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but a very present help in time of trouble." You see, boys and girls, sometimes we find ourselves in all kinds of situations, and rather than tell the truth, we try to lie our way out of that situation. Maybe we don't tell a blatant lie. Maybe we just don't tell the truth. Maybe we try to cover up our tracks. But we shouldn't do that, because God today wants us to be honest. The Bible tells us that you and I are to walk in the truth. We are to walk in the truth. But this Bible also tells us that at all times, you and I are to learn to tell the truth. Even though we might have to go back and apologize for something we've said previously, even though it finds us out and we have to humble ourselves and ask God to help us through it, even though at times it might bring us in people's estimations from here down to here, it's always better. It's always right. It's always Christian to make sure that we tell the truth. Lying might be a very present help in times of trouble, and we've all been there. But God hates lying lips. Let's ask God to help us to tell the truth in every situation of life.